This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. There's one lucky gorilla at the Philadelphia Zoo. A week ago, a young and very pregnant Kira, a Western Lowland gorilla, went into labor. She was progressing very nicely, and then she began to get tired and show signs of distress, so emergency measures were taken. A team of veterinarians and doctors who treat humans gathered quickly and worked together to assist Kira through delivery. It was announced this week she successfully gave birth to a baby boy. Dr. Keith Hinshaw was there for the labor and delivery. He's director of animal health at the Philadelphia Zoo. He joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
And congratulations. What a relief, right?
Definitely quite a relief, yes.
I'm curious, why the delay in the birth announcement? The baby was born on Friday, and then we heard about it a few days later.
That's our typical approach. We need to get everybody together and just review everything that happened. In this case, things happened so quickly and there were so many people involved. We wanted to make sure everybody had all the information before we put it out.
Help us get a mental image of what it took to assist Kira.
Well, if you've seen any of the photos, I would say there was probably at least 15 people in the room at the actual time of the delivery. But it didn't start out with that many. I mean, we started with just a couple people going down to check on her to see how she was doing in labor. And then once we realized that it seemed like it was going on longer than we expected, then that's when we started calling in extra troops.
Gorillas aren't born every day in zoos.
I would say, in my experience, I've never actually seen a gorilla in labor. They normally would do it at night. It's usually fairly quick. And when you come in the morning, there's a baby gorilla. There was one exception last year with our other gorilla baby, Amani. She was actually born out on exhibit. But typically, labor is very quick, and then the baby's out and the mom's taking care of it. So we knew something was a little different this time when it seemed like she was uncomfortable, but there was no baby.
What was your role?
I was the one who put her under anesthesia, and then I guess I look at myself as kind of the general practitioner trying to bring in all the specialists. So in this case, we needed anesthesiologists, OBGYN specialists, surgeons, and so on. I just kind of ran around and made sure everybody had what they needed and that there was a sleeping gorilla for them to work on.
And so with a sleeping gorilla and then the baby is born, the baby has to nurse. Is there sort of a delay in getting that going?
Right. With a normal birth, the baby comes out, the mom cleans it off, and then hopefully nursing starts very quickly after that. In this case, she's still under anesthesia. So what we did is once we had the baby out and made sure it was breathing and awake and doing well, we actually did put it on her for maybe 15 minutes to see if it was interested in nursing while we were getting ready to transport her back to the exhibit. At that point, we took her back to her area, but kept the baby with us because we knew that she would take some time to recover and it wouldn't be safe for him to be with her during that time.
What kind of care does Kira and the baby receive from now on?
The keepers who take care of her are obviously watching her very closely. They are monitoring her appetite, her comfort level. They're watching the baby to make sure that he's nursing and seems well hydrated and alert when he's awake. So that's really all we're doing at the moment.
It is a big deal when a wild animal is about to give birth in captivity, especially a gorilla like this one. Her species is considered critically endangered. How high are the stakes in that moment?
Every gorilla counts these days. There is so much happening out in the world. You have habitat loss. You have poaching. Gorillas are also very susceptible to diseases, including Ebola virus, which can wipe out troops of gorillas very quickly. In the wild, their situation is getting more tenuous, and so anything we can do to preserve the species is a good step forward.
Is it important for Kira to have some privacy with her newborn right now?
Well, that's interesting. She's actually very used to people being around. After a couple days, when things seemed fine, we had no hesitation about letting her come back up to her normal area.
So we can see her and the baby now.
Right. We'll give them a choice to choose where they want to be, but I would say the majority of time they're going to choose to be upstairs where the guests are.
Mm. Are there any other expectant animals at the zoo right now?
Yes, there are other expectant animals at the zoo. I think the one that comes to mind immediately is our female orangutan. She does have a daughter, and she is now pregnant again, so we're expecting a baby orangutan in the near future.
Dr. Keith Hinshaw is Director of Animal Health at the Philadelphia Zoo. Thank you for the information and your time. Dr. Hinshaw says as for naming the new gorilla, stay tuned. That's being worked out by the zoo's public relations team.